Zog de Gemara daf kuf alef amid beis. Svinois, kshurois, zebeze. If you have two svinas, the Mishnah said that svinas, two boats that are tied together, so metalt and mizulazu, you can carry from one to another. If they're not tied, even though they're next to each other, you can't carry. A svina is rishus hayochid. So frek de Gemara, pshita, obviously you can carry from one svina to another. Why shouldn't you be able to carry? Now the Gemara's hamin is that it's talking about a svina that's owned by one person. So it's owned by me. It's out of a shus acheres. It's my rishus yochid to my rishus yochid. Obviously, you can carry from one to another. So the Gemara Amar Rav LeNitzcha El Lahate Bitzes Shebenayin. The chiddush is that you can even carry from one svina through a little rowboat. You know, sometimes you have the little dinghies, those little boats that you have next to a big boat in order to get on there. So that's a small little rowboat that you have. So the chiddush is the two svinas are tied together. You can go from one svina to another svina, even though you're going to be stepping on a small little boat that is not tied anywhere, and it's stuck between them, whatever, it could move, but it's between them, not tied. So that's the chiddush, that you might think that if the bitzis moves, then you're going to go through the carmelis, because the yam is a carmelis, kumash v'lon, they were not concerned about that, and you're allowed to go through the bitzis. Zogt Rashi, va'av in the middle of the matzah la'nitzcha, va'av b'she'en ha'kshura, niterasai de'kshira shtayim ha'chitzoinim. It's mutter because of the two outer ones, the two big ships are tied together. V'loi chashin, we're not concerned, d'ilma mishtakla mi'benayu v'kometalta derech avi karmelis. I'm going through the airspace of a karmelis. When the small robot is in between, it's the airspace of a rishus ha'yochid, assuming it's the size of a rishus ha'yochid. But when it's not in between, you're going through an avi of a karmelis, the yam is a karmelis. So we're not concerned about that. Zog de Gemara, Omer le'Rav Safra, Moshe, Shaper ka'amret. Zog Rashi, Moshe, Kloima Rabbeinu b'doyre k'moshe b'doyre. You're like Moshe Rabbeinu, the biggest compliment you can give someone. Call him Moshe Rabbeinu, Yochel Ador. Shaper ka'amret b'tmiya. Are you saying correctly? It says in the Mishnah, Metaltlin Mizula Zutran. It says you carry from one boat to another boat. It doesn't say you carry from the boat to the little rowboat in between and then to the big boat. So what are you saying the Chiddush in the Mishnah is that you're going through a rowboat? Steht nicht das in Mishnah. So what's the Pshat over here that Rav Safra tells Rava Moshe? So could be the Pshat is, I saw brought down, Gvaldige Pshat. He's a Meiser, he's criticizing him. He's asking him a bomb kasha. He's asking him, Steht nicht dazoi. Shapik Amrit, steht nicht dazoi. What are you saying? Steht nicht dazoi. So before he criticized, he first gave him a compliment. First he said, you're Yocher Ador, you're Moshe Rabbeinu Kedoroi, like Moshe Bedoroi. And afterwards, then he told him his criticism. And if it's Medukta, if you look in Shas, in other places, in Sukkot Daf Lamedtes, over there Rav Safra calls him Moshe too, and over there also he argues on him. Masheket in other places, we see Rav Safra talking to a Rava. He doesn't call him Moshe in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Beis, Erev Nun Zayin, Psochem Nun Tes. Other places, he calls him Rava. Doesn't call him Rav Safra, Moshe. So we see it's specifically because, and that's a Yisoid in Musa, before a person criticizes, first compliment. So he called him Moshe. Eide had gezogt criticism. Zogt die Gemara. So that's not the pshat. We're not talking about the small robin in between. The bitz is in between. Zog de Gemara, Bitzis is really what we said before, is Bitzis of the Meshon. Vachlag Zashtes, what the Bitzis of the Meshon was. But the point is, you have that small boat in between. El Omer Rav Safra, the Chiddush is as follows. Le Nitzcha, Elo, Le Arev, U Le Taltel Mizulazu. We're saying now, Le'olam, we're not talking about that the two boats belong to one person. They belong to two different individuals. And the Chiddush is that you made an Eruv Chatzeres between the two boats. Just like you're allowed to make an Eruv Chatzeres between two homes, you can make an Eruv Chatzeres between two boats. And that's the Chiddush. How do you make an Eruv Chatzeres? First you have to tie them together, and then you're Ma'arev, Ukeretanya. Svinas Kshura Zubazu, if two boats are tied together, Ma'alvin, you can make an Erev from one to another. Umetaltli mizulazu, and you can carry from one to another. Nifsiku, if the rope that's tying them together got severed, Nesru, so then the Erev is severed, and then they're not connected anymore. Chozru v'nikashu, if let's say they were tied back together on Shabbos, it was severed on Shabbos, and then it got tied back together, someone tied them together by accident, or even b'meizit, talk to Gemara, bein shoygin, bein mezidin, bein anusin, bein mutoin, either b'shoygin or b'meizit, or he was forced, or he made a mistake, he thought he was playing around with the knot, and he ended up making a knot, chazru l'teigen achishon. It goes back to its original heter of the connection of the two homes, so to speak, the two sfinois, and it's back to the heter of the Erev. And not just by a boat that's tied together, where there's a heter Erev, with them arrive together, and it gets tied on Shabbos, it's mutter again. If you have a mat that is porus, that's opened, that so to speak is a mechitza between two chatzeres. So ma'arvin, you can be ma'arv between two chatzeres. Umetaltim izolazu, it can carry from one to another. Niglalu, if those mats got rolled and they were, so to speak, taken away, niglalu, so the mats are roll-up mats, so now they're not there anymore, so there's no mechitzas around them to chatzeris anymore, so nesru, so then the Erev is over, then they can't carry from one to another. Chozru v'nifreshu, if let's say it got opened up again, it got spread out again, so then it doesn't make a difference how it took place. Bein shoygin, bein menzidin, bein anusin, bein muton, chozru l'teigen arishon. It goes back to its original heter. Shekol mechitza shenase b'Shabbos, and a mechitza that's made on Shabbos, bein b'shoigeg, bein b'meizit, shmo mechitza. Any mechitza that's made on Shabbos is called a mechitza, and it's no problem of ma'isa Shabbos. Dachrein b'avorn, Rabbi Yashiv in the Oris says, what do you mean the mechitza that's made on Shabbos? If an erev is made on Shabbos, why is it not called a ma'isa Shabbos? If someone cooks for you on Shabbos, it's called a ma'isa Shabbos. So why is it even an bishul? Zokto b'Yashiv, based on the Bi'ah Loch and Shin Yud Ches, he says that by bishul, it's nishtana de guf hadover. It changes. Till now it was liquid, and now it became a salad. Whatever you did, you cooked, you mishana something. Then you can't be nana from the guf hachefetz. Masha'en came when a mechitza was placed on Shabbos, or an erev was placed on Shabbos. You're not being nana from the guf hamechitza. The heter tiltel is not the item that was put up. By bishul, I took something, I took a salad, I made it into a liquid, I was mevashel, so there's a shinu in the maisa, you can't be nana from that. Mashenkin over here, when the bechitza was placed, there's no shinu in the etzim dova that I'm being nana in. So that's not considered the maisa Shabbos, that you're not allowed to be nana from it, you're not allowed to benefit from it, and that's the difference between a regular maisa Shabbos, where it's nishtana gufa kefetz, versus a bechitza placed on Shabbos, it's not nishtana anything what you're being nana from, so mainly you're allowed to be nana when it's put up. Now, there's a big discussion, obviously, in the Poskim Halacha Lemaisa about this, because this is something that can be very common. An Erev that is up on Shabbos, it was fell down, someone puts it back up. So what's the din? So we'll see in a second. Let's first see Tosis on the top. Tosis says as follows. Tosis on the top says, Pshita Omar Rova L'Nitzcho, Hashe Salkadak, the Havin of the Gemara was, the Magi Shishtei Asfinish Olam, the Mechon, it belonged to one person. V'loch Yipok, Pshita Nekash was Pshita, Ukshe Enek Shuras, when in Natard, Emetaltlin, the Gzera Shema Yipol HaChepetz Al HaMayim, the Gzera is that it might fall into the water. Umetaltl Mishus Yochel HaKamlis, and you're taking from Rishus HaYochel from the Sfina to the Kamlis, V'osil HaSuyi, and you'll pick it up again. Now, when you have two homes across one another, Rishus HaYochid across Rishus HaRabim, loy gazrinon, we're not choishesh, dilma osil asuya, that you might come to take it from the middle, unless the Gemara says, unless one is higher, one is lower. But if they're parallel one to another, then you're allowed to throw from one to another, and it's chash that they might fall in the middle, and you take from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Zoktesis, hocha besvinois de loy kviya, ikle migze tvei dilma nofil. Something that's not kavua, so you might miss when you throw from one to another. When something is kavua, so it doesn't move, so then there's no chash, and that's gufa like, and my shaking over here, there is by sfinois. That's mamash like the Gemara says over there. The Gemara says, midli chad, umitzi chad. The Gemara inside his eye says, if one is higher, one is lower, then there is a chash. Then there is a chash that it might fall between. You're not allowed to throw from one to another. Now, grad over there, the pashtas, the vort is, that you're not going to be chayv if it falls in between. You're only going to be a problem when you lift it from between and you bring it to the other side. The fact that it falls in between, you're misasik. Because I was interested in throwing it to the other home and it fell in between. So that l'choy you will not be chayv on. But the chash is, you'll take it from the middle and bring it to the other side. Even though Tosis over here says, both chashes. Loi gazginon dilma osi, Tosis says over here, the chash is, the gzegesh ha-meyipa ha-kevetz al-amayim, umetaltel meshus ha-yochid le-kamelis. You're taking from the boat and it falls into the kamelis. V'osil ha-suyeh. So it seems to imply both chashas. Over there, right, over there, l'chara, the havana l'chara is, when we learned that sugya, was that the chashas is only on the lifting, not on the etzim falling there, because you're misasik. Why are you not chayim on that? The chashas is on the lifting. Here it says, metaltim ishuz yochel ikamnes. Okay, but upon him, by two boats, they're not kavua, it's like midlichad umitzichad. Umasik, and then the Gemara is Teretz Zizla, nitzche ela la'arim la'taltel kamashvalon, the air of Mahani Besfinis. The Chiddush says that air helps by a boat. It's not stationary. A boat is not a home. It's mobile. It moves. So the Chiddush says even by a mobile home or a Sfinis del Kavua, you could also make an air between two Chatzeres. The Salkadat of Kevin Shein Asidas Liyashom. It's not going to remain there. Lo Yahani, air won't help. Komashon de Mahani, it helps. That's one Teretz starts. Teretz and Teretz. For Oyd Mefarashri, Tais gives another teretz that it reads in the Havmini, we also knew it belonged to two people. The Mikorin Ami Arab is finished as Lemene Odom. By the Erev Koma, and the Havmini was always through an Erev. The Metaltim is Luzu. Vafiloch Apoch Pshit, the Gemara's Kashas, of course you can make an Erev. The Mahani Erev. Velochi, Ksheenik Shurois, a Metaltim. When it's not connected, you can't be Metaltim. The Lemahani Osim Erev. Umasik, the Chirish is, Lo Nitzchel Arab Letaltim, Afilu Nivsiku. Cave on the Chozu in his Kashru. The Chiddush Gufa is this din that the Gemara says that if it was Nifsak and it was Nikshar again, Chozu Latero Rishon, and the Erev goes, reverts back to its original status. And that is the Chiddush in two Sfinis. Loilam was two people, and the Gemara's Teretz says the Chiddush is Chozu in Nikshru. Now, Tosis Bavarns that there is a Svara in Erevin, that a type of Erev, Derech HaPesach, then once it's Mutter, it's Mutter. Over here, once it got severed, so then it's not going to work. It's like there's a Rishu Sam in between. If you have three homes that are Ma'arev and one falls down, of course you're not going to say, Hoyl v'hutru hutru. The Russian Erevin says a Chiddush, and he says that this whole din of an Erev breaking is Dafkan Erev Shabbos. But if it broke on Shabbos, not like this Toises, even if it broke on Shabbos, you say hutra hutra. Once Erev is Mutter, it remains with the status that it's Mutter. We don't pass it like that, but that's what the Rosh says. Now, the chiddush that we said, Rabbi Yasher, based on the Bialocha, is if you're not Meshana the Chavitz, that would be a big enough community. For instance, someone brings a key to you on Shabbos and it was an Issa that was done, a Hoitzah. So it's not like Bishul where you can't be Nana from the Chavitz. It's not a Maisa Shabbos because it wasn't a Shtana in the Chavitz. The key that I'm using is not a Shinui in the Chavitz. So that's what he's saying. Now, so l'choyer, like we said, this is a big nafkamina lahalocha. So there's numerous conditions in the poskim when it will be osa. Let's see in the Gemara continues. The Gemara says as follows. So meanwhile, we're saying that it doesn't make a difference when it was put up. Be'mishogi, be'mimezit, Erev put on Shabbos, you can, it's chotzer l'teiroi. Frek the Gemara, eini, is that correct? Va'omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, lo yishonu l'lizroik, aval atal t'loser. When an Erev is put up on Shabbos, it's only legabed din of Lizroik, meaning that you chayev when you're Zoyrik. When the Erev is put up, it becomes back in Rishus Yochid. So when you're Zoyrik from Rishus Yochid to Rishus Rabim, you chayev. That in that we say the Erev goes back and reverts back to Rishus Yochid. Not that you're allowed to carry in there, aval ataltel osur. But the metaltel is osur. It's a knas, it's a gzeret drabonon. You're not allowed to carry there. So what are you saying? Ben shoygi, ben mezid, ben oynis. That mezid, it's mutter. We see that mezid, it's only Rishus Yochid to mechayev you. Lizroik. But the taltos taka also. Zog drashi, also midivreyem. Zog the Gemara, ki itmad Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman's din of loishonu ele lizroik of the taltos also is a mezid itmar. It's only going on mezid. It's not going on all the cases. Meaning, we assumed in the Kasha, a mechitza that's done on Shabbos, ben shogi ben mezit, is called a mechitza in any instance. On that, we say, Rav Nachman says, it's also lizroik. And it's also the taltel. So on that, we're saying that you're right. Rav Nachman is not going on every case on shogi and mutter and oynus. Ki itmar Rav Nachman amezit itmar. When a person ben mezit puts on an erev, then you're chayev when you're zorik, because it reverts back to Rishus HaYochin, you're chayev, ain't allowed to be metaltel in it. But ain't a chenami when it's done by accident. The person by accident fixes the erev, he thinks that it's mutter, the shoygik, or he's mutter, he makes a mistake, he's playing with the knot. So then, le'olam, it's not also lizroik. And then it would not be considered that it's also letaltal. Then it goes latera rishon. This din is only by mezid that you're not allowed to be metaltal and you chayev on the zrika. So it comes out in this Gemara that when a person puts up an Erev, shoigeg mutan oynes chazal latera rishon. Mezid, Gemara says of Nachman's din, that it's osir letaltal and yichayev on the zrika. So there are those that want to say that this din, that b'mezid it's osir, is dafka if you're putting up a mechitza that's creating a reshus hayochid. Meaning, I'm creating a reshus hayochid, then b'mezid you can't. But if let's say it was already a reshus hayochid beforehand, like the boats were reshus hayochid, just there was a lack in the connection because of the knot that got severed. So on that, the tiltal will be matir, even b'mezit, because I'm not creating a reshus hayochid on Shabbos. It was a reshus hayochid. That's one chiddush in the poskim, legavit is din of mezit, that it's also, it's only mezit when you're creating a reshus hayochid. Another nekuda, which comes at la'alocha, that this din, that b'mezit, it's taka, yemechayiv, the zorik, yemetaltal is osir, and b'shoig is mutter, is dafka, when there was never a mechitza. I'm putting up the mechitza the first time on Shabbos. I am going now on Shabbos. The place is no Erev. I'm making an Erev on Shabbos. So then you're creating the mechitza. Then it's going to be also Liz, Letaltel and Yichayev and the Zrika. But if let's say it was already a mechitza and it broke down and then you put it up again, so then it's Chozer Letel Rishon, even b'mezid. The din of mezid is when you're creating a mechitza. That means, you know, it was never an error before Shabbos. But if it was already there and now it's back, so then it would be mutter. So Lemaisa comes out at la'alocha. If an error falls on Shabbos, someone by accident puts it back up, it's mutter metaltel. If someone is mutter or onus, it's mutter. If someone asks a goy, because a goy is only the rabbonon, it's a shvus, and a shvus mokka mitzvah, so then also it's mutter. If a person does it, bemaze it, thinking that he's being he's being matzil, he's saving people, so then it's a problem. So if you're going with the tzad that it's only when you shafing a mechitza the first time, and not, so then maybe it's different. But if you don't go with that chiddush, so then and you're shafing taka, your what's it called? You're making it a reshus hayochid again. So then the person might think that he's saving people, but really it's going to be osa. That would be a problem. That would be a problem. Zog the Gemara. Oma Shmuel, va'afilu kshurois b'chut ha'sarvel. This chiddush of the ships that are tied together is even if they're merely tied with a chut ha'sarvel. Rashi says chut ha'sarvel is like a drawstring. Zog the Rashi. If you have a sweatshirt, a mantle, and you pull the sides of the top of the hoodie, you tie it by the neck, so that's, that drawstring could also hold the two ships together. Which is a big chiddush. It's a very flimsy string. The mice is holding it together. What are we talking about? If it can stand on its own, meaning, and it's going to remain that way with the drawstring, So then what's the chiddush? Pshita. Of course it's connected. Ida ein yochel amidon. If it's not going to remain together, it's going to sever. So am I? So why is it sufficient? Why is it considered that it's me'ugav? Zogma lo'olim di yochel amidon. It's going to remain. And it's good. U'shmuel la'afuke mide nafshe ka'osi. And Shmuel is coming la'afuke his own shita. Because Shmuel elsewhere says that a string is not sufficient le'gabed ha'lochas of tum and taira. Over there, Shmuel says, you have to have dafka echut shel barzel. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah as follows. In Olus, kosher bedover amamido, if you have a ship that has a string, that the string goes into a home, a little boat by the lake, a boathouse, and in that home, there's a mace. So now the mace is avi avoy satuma. The string that's in the home partially becomes an avatuma. It touches the ship becomes a rishon. Now, if there's kelim in the ship, the kelim will not become tomei. A rishon is not metame other mekelim. So Mele, the kelim will not become tomei. However, if the rope is made out of metal, out of barzel, the halach is chegav agayu kecholol. Just like the corpse itself is avi avoy satuma, anything metal becomes like an avi avoy satuma. So if the part of the metal chain is into the home of the mace, then the chain is avi avoy satuma. So then the ship becomes an avatuma, and then the kelim become a rishon, because an avatuma is metama the kelim. So that is where Shmuel says is din, that it's only when it's koisha bedova amamido, which is a chutzal barzel, over there it brings the tuma of the tuma's mace onto the kelim on the ship. So over there he said, dafki you need a dova amamido, which is going to be barzel. Mashenke by Shabbos, chutasarvel is enough. So the chiddush chutasarvel is that lafuke, that you don't need this dova amamido of barzel. The Tanan, kosher b'dova mamido, maybe lo tuma, b'dova she'em mamido, maybe lo tuma. For Omar Shmuel, what is the dova mamido that it holds it tight when the tuma transfers from the boat house to the kelim on the ship? V'hu shekshur b'shal shal barzel, when it's changed, made out of metal. So why over there you need metal, over here, echut asarvel, by the two boats of air, it's enough? Le'inyin tumu d'ksiv, b'chal ha'cheref, cheref ha'rei k'cholol, that the cherev is like the chol itself, the sword is like the corpse, it's so the metal chain becomes like the avi avoy satuma. So over there, in you need dafka chut shal barzel. Aval in Shabbos, kevan the yochal amido, since it stays together, the two ships, so the erev is good, even though it's only chut shal sarvel, even though it's a flimsy string, lemaitz it's going to remain together, afilu b'chut sarvel, as long as it stays together. L'charetz pshita, if it stays together, lafuki the other Shmuel that says that when it comes to Tumat Taira, you have to have dafka, a chain made out of barzel. We'll stop over here by the Mishnah, Kuv Beis Amud Aleph.